This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has taken years, decades, really, but thanks to email and e-readers and the like, the per capita use of paper in this country has been cut almost in half since the year 2000, and it is still dropping. But the paper industry wants you back. They are pouring $20 million this year alone into a campaign that tugs at a few heartstrings. From WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris reports.
Paper gets a bad rap. Signature lines on emails often remind us to save a tree, don't print. Billers encourage us to go paperless, go green. And when we don't, we feel guilty.
That guilt is definitely an issue that we have to deal with, be cognizant of, and try to change.
That's Christian Fisher, an executive with paper giant Georgia-Pacific. For 15 years, he's watched market share evaporate. As one analyst puts it, the paper industry has been in the hospital for a long time. At this point, there's not much left to do but hand over its discharge papers and a prescription. But there's a twist. The medicine is for us.
What does it take to stay close to a dad who's oceans away?
This commercial, called Letters to Dad, kicks off the Paper and Packaging Board's image campaign. It features a young boy who writes to his father overseas via paper airplanes. But one day, they suddenly fly back in dad's handwriting.
Paper and packaging, how life unfolds.
The trade group is set to spend $170 million on commercials and marketing over the next 7 years. That's according to Executive Director Marianne Hansen.
What we really want to do with this campaign is reinforce how our products connect people with what's important in their life, whether it's connections with people, whether it's getting their personal goals accomplished.
Even if one 30-second commercial can't accomplish all that, University of Georgia advertising professor Karen King says its emotional appeal is effective.
I actually think that the campaign does a pretty good job of making you realize that there's certain things that only paper can do.
Like announcing a once-in-a-lifetime event.
My name is Ann Wilson, and I'm currently in the process of planning my wedding.
Part of that process, picking the perfect invitation.
Well, let's just kind of look through. That's the best way to get started if you don't know exactly what you want.
That's why she's here at Paper Daisies, an Atlanta specialty stationery company. Sure, an Evite would cost nearly nothing, but
we're inviting all of our friends and family to fly across the country, so I'd like it to be personal.
She's budgeted $2,000 for save-the-date notices, thank you cards, and everything in between. For that money, the bride gets more than just paper, says Lisa Laddish, who owns the company.
When you sit down and send an invitation out, you have to think about it. So yeah, I think there is an emotional connection with paper.
The Paper and Packaging Board doesn't expect its campaign will foster that type of emotional connection with, say, your utility bill. It doesn't have to. Christian Fisher, the executive with Georgia-Pacific, says if the campaign moves the needle just 1/3 of 1% in its favor, the industry will double the money it's spending. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.